Hello, friends. Welcome back to Proverbs 31. This is the B-side audio. A few excerpts from our discussion that were taken out for the sake of time. This one may be a little choppier than usual, as I had to edit elements out from the middle of our discussion, so I apologize for that. But I am so glad that you are tuning in. I really got a lot out of this chapter and our discussions. So here it is, jumping in toward the beginning of the chapter, before King Lemuel's mother gives him advice about the value of this wife of noble character, she gives him some important instructions on his own character. So let's jump back in at that recording. But no matter, the salient point is, this is life advice from God through a mom to a young man with an important destiny to lead a people. Listen, my son. Listen, son of my womb. Listen, my son, the answer to my prayers. The terms of endearment here are personal and powerful. So, what does Lemmy's mom have to say?
Well, first off, it's a strong warning against the wrong women. Do not spend your strength on the kind of women that ruin kings. Every mom knows that there are women who can ruin their sons. So stay away. Jack Wilson, stay away. My son.
And next in verse 4 is a warning that wine and beer are dangerous for kings and rulers. Her son has responsibility. People will depend on him for justice. Mm-hmm. He's got to keep his mind focused.
And thirdly, in verse 8, mom reminds him to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for their rights. Basic human rights are foundational to biblical law, to God's law, and rulers are responsible to protect those rights.
That's good stuff. And there's one more place that we had to edit the audio. I'll back it up just a little bit to give you context. This one is at verse 20.
And in verse 20, she opens her arms to the poor. She's compassionate and generous. And in 21, when it snows, she has no fear for her household. In other words, she's prepared. Mm-hmm. A tough winter doesn't scare her. And I think for a mom, this is important. When you have a baby, this little fragile, helpless soul entrusted to your care, fear can become overwhelming. Mm-hmm. There's so many dangers. But in Christ, we are called to be strong and courageous. Mm-hmm.
I have to say, strength and courage are usually masculine words, but the strength of women can be astounding. The courage of women. Andrea leads a Bible study at a women's shelter. Me and my kids get to hold babies. We play with the kids. But many of those women left violent men who abused their strength. Many are fighting the chains of addiction and battling back from their own mistakes. But the fight inside those women, the resilience and determination to keep their kids together, it just amazes me. One of my favorite manhood movies is The Pursuit of Happiness, Will Smith. Mm-hmm. Dad who goes through hell and high water to make it work, to provide for his son. Because for a parent, there is no quit. Mm-hmm. But I'm astounded at the weakness of so many men who do quit and the strength of women who refuse to give up on family. I know it can be the dad or the mom, but the strength that it takes to hold a family together seems to be wired into the hearts of women.
Mm-hmm.
And that is it for the B-side today. Thanks for tuning in for the extras. I hope this chapter was enlightening for you as it was for me. For you women, I hope it was empowering, encouraging. For my fellow men, I hope it was challenging. If you had a picture in your head of the Christian family where the man does all the important stuff and the wife cleans up after the mess left behind by his glory, or if you got the idea that being the head of the family somehow made you more important or more valuable, or gave you the right to command and subject your wife, you got the wrong picture. Husbands, we are a picture of Jesus, and Jesus doesn't treat his bride that way. Don't confuse church culture or tradition with biblical mandate. Read this chapter, be challenged, and learn to value your wife, honor her, and empower her for all that God has called her to. And if you want a chapter for your calling, head to Ephesians 5. Pay close attention to your calling there, not just hers. Husbands, we are called to lay down our lives as we lead. And if you want more on marriage, we've got a whole series called Love, Romance, and Marriage right here on Through the Word. So you can find more there. Thanks again for joining us in Proverbs. I'll see you in the next book.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. You can find this audio guide and hundreds more on the Through the Word app and website. The app is free and free to share. So tell your friends and take the journey together. Your listeners are supported, so thanks for giving. And remember, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word. Goodbye.
Goodbye.